Kaya Talk on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.
It is 2 minutes after 7 o'clock, and a very, very good evening to you. You are listening to Kaya 959, and you are listening to Talk with myself, Sotumea. We are together for the next hour from 7 o'clock until 8 o'clock. But of course, before we get into what we're talking about this evening, as usual, I'd like to say a very big thank you to Gugulethu Mfuphi, the award nominated Kaya Biz, as they leave the studio. Of course, if you missed that show and any other show that we have right here on Kaya 959, go to kaya959.co.za and do catch a podcast of that show and all the other shows that we have right here on Kaya 959.
Kaya
959
on the street, on the air.
It is now 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, and of course it is Thursday today, which is pretty much like a Friday for us. So this is when the conversations get a bit steamy, a little bit racy as well. So if you've got little ones with an earshot, you might want to, you know, move them to the next room, or maybe you move to the next room, while we have this conversation. Now, I'm sure you would have been aware that there's a proposed change to the country's marriage laws, and it's literally turning patriarchy on its head. I mean, it's flipping patriarchy on its head. And the proposal seeks to have women allowed to marry more than one partner. Now, that brings us into what we're talking about this evening, the topic this evening, which is polyandry. Now, the issue has really sparked like a huge debate, widespread debate on all sorts of platforms. I've seen it on social media. I've seen it on Twitter, Facebook, different media platforms where people have been talking about it. And there's been a raging debate over the past couple of weeks. So today we are asking the question, are you, as a woman, open to the possibility of having more than one partner? Legally, that is, where you are married to more than one partner. And as a man, would you be open to being in that kind of relationship or that kind of marriage? That's the question that we're asking this evening. And just also trying to understand polyandry as a whole in general. So tonight we are joined on the line by Caroline Webb, who is a relationship coach and a sex therapist. And of course, they'd like to weigh in on the conversation if you'd like to ask some questions, or maybe you want to figure out how it works, or you want to give us your opinion of what you think. You can give us a call on 086-00-00-959. That is 086-00-00-959. And you are also more than welcome to tweet us at Kaya on Air. You can tweet me personally. My Twitter handle is at Sotutu as well, if you'd like to drop me a DM. When you call us, remember, you don't necessarily have to tell us who you are. You are more than welcome to remain anonymous for this conversation. Now, of course, let us welcome Caroline on the line. Caroline, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. And you?
Good, thank you.
So first, let's talk about the definition and as well, you know, understand the difference between polyandry and polyamory, because sometimes you can get a bit confused with the two. What is the difference?
Okay, so we're going to start with polyandry. So it's poly and dry. So if you pronounce it like that, if you break it up, okay? Basically, it's when you refer to a woman that can have more than one partner, husband, right? I know that we covered this topic a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And I think, for me, I think it's exciting for women and for people that like to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice way of expressing themselves. And with things becoming a little bit more legal with us locally, whereby in the past we have said, where it's easy for men, you know, when especially in the tribes, they could have so many women, but it didn't apply the other way around.
Mm-hmm. And then when we talk about polyamory, it's not the same thing. Is it the same thing?
Okay. So polyamorous relationships, okay, is when you are intimate with more than one person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Same thing. It's so you and I, we're going on a date. We bring a third person in, as well as I could be dating 5 or 6 different people at the same time, and they mightn't even know about it.
Okay.
It's just the way I might prefer to enjoy my type of lifestyle.
Okay, so it's similar, basically.
Yeah, it is similar. I mean, I think the thing is, a lot of more people, I think, especially as we're getting older, when we've been through so much, We tend to want to put our feelers out there, and we don't just sort of hook up with the first person and settle with them after, let's say, divorce, or, you know, once we've come out of a long-term relationship or something. More people like to play the field these days. It's just it's another form of consensually having more than one partner
Yeah.
that you're with.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you are just joining us, it is 7 minutes after seven. You're listening to Kaya 959. And this evening we're talking about, I suppose, an issue that's literally, you know, literally rocked the country. If you're on social media, if you've seen in the media as well, you know, the proposal that women could now have more than one partner legally. And the biggest arguments have come from men. Actually, I was not surprised at how much men have been against this. And of course, a lot of women as well saying that, you know, this is very forward thinking. This is, you know, just the sort of laws that we need in order to bring us into equality. Now, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, if you'd like to ask any questions, maybe you want to understand how it works, or maybe you want to weigh in and tell us your experience. Maybe you are in a similar relationship where you have one woman and many other partners as well. You can give us a call on 086-00-0095. We're going to take our first caller for this evening before we go back to Caroline and carry on with that conversation. We've got Thabo giving us a call. Thabo, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, can I ask about like a simple question?
Yes.
So, on this issue, that I want to tell you.
What do you mean, Thabo?
Actually, the woman is got a right to marry two women.
Yes.
Two men. So let's say she's post pregnant.
But what happens if they don't want to have kids? That's also a possibility. And as well, I mean, like, we're living in an age where, you know, you can figure these things out, man. Khonali DNA test, there's all sorts of things. I think that would be the least of your worries, no?
I don't think it is going to create a problem behind it. Because you didn't enjoy anyone.
Yeah.
So what if the other partner over Tangwana, the other one have married?
And then?
So that means it's going to be consumed.
How, Thabo? Because it's the same with men. If the one wife wants a child and the other wife doesn't want a child, it doesn't affect anyone. It affects her wrong, because, and then she gives birth to the baby, and she and the other person will raise. Yeah, it's the same thing, Thabo. The only difference here, in my opinion, is that it's just that it's a woman unaling more than one. Yeah. But I think it's the same thing, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's the same thing. I think if we have a problem with, generally, if you have a problem with polygamy, then I can understand how you have a problem with polyandry. But I don't see how you'd be okay with polygamy and not okay with polyandry. I don't know. And maybe you can explain it to me, but I don't see how you can, because it's the same thing.
Not personally. I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Yes, I give outside. In most of cases, polygamy, most of the time, you like a challenge.
Yes. And then?
So?
If the woman came a thousand, then? It's the same thing. Well, thanks. Thank you very much, Thabo, for giving us a call and giving us your opinion.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Thabo calling and saying he's got a problem with it because, you know, you need to have money in order to enter into those kinds of relationships. And Caroline, you know, I suppose this gets us straight into the conversation. I have seen so many men having a problem with it. Like, literally at every turn, it's the men that are like, no, work for this and this and that reason. I mean, the reasons that Thabo has just given, he says, what happens with the child? How will they know who's the father of the child? You know, with polygamy, the man needs to have money. What's going to happen in this situation in terms of finances and money? Have you seen, in your opinion, where are the objections coming from?
Well, first of all, I think all relationships that people enter into, whether it's male to male, female to female, male to female, same sex, you know, we all have an agreement, right?
Yeah.
We all with a set of understanding and rules that we want to, let's say, would like to play by. I'm going to put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as if you are currently married and you are married to a man, you would like to know that if it's only the two of you, if it's a monogamous relationship, that
mm-hmm.
you would like to know that that person is just there for you and no one else.
Exactly.
The same goes the other way. If, let's say, you decide to marry two guys, both of them have to be happy with that. And if not, you will probably find someone that will be. So he who does not sit in would have to ship out. It's as simple as that, really. And as Thabo said, it costs money. The question goes the other way. Does it not cost you money? Even if you are in a monogamous relationship but you're having an affair, you have to juggle all of these balls that you have to keep in the air.
Yeah.
I personally think again, everything goes back down to it's personal preference.
And it's an agreement that three or four or five people will have.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you and I are dating the same guy, we're either going to be happy with it or we're not. Mm-hmm. And if we're not happy, we will find someone that's more suitable for us.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is transactional, and it's an agreement that we enter into, mm-hmm. no matter what kind of agreement it is.
Okay. It is an agreement.
That's the way I look at it. Okay. Even your working relationship.
Exactly. It's transactional as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And if you don't like something, you're going to voice your differences. And if that doesn't work, you're going to find another radio station to work for.
Exactly.
You know, that's really what it all boils down to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're just joining us, it is 13 minutes after 7. You're listening to Kaya 959. And this evening, we're talking about polyandry and we are taking your calls. We are joined on the line by a relationship coach and sex therapist who's just guiding us through the conversation because, you know, I think this is something that is sort of uncharted waters in South Africa where now we are considering this law that will allow women to have more than one partner, marry more than one partner. You are more than welcome to give us a call on 086-000-959. That is 086-000-959. We are taking your calls. We're taking your SMSs, 36959. We're also taking your tweets at Kaya on Air. Let's take Anonymous, and then we're going to take all the other calls as well. Anonymous, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, sister. How are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good. I'm just wondering, and I'm not so sure who legalized this, but I do have
it's
a question.
It's not yet legalized. It was a proposal. Okay, it's a proposal.
Yes, even if it's a proposal. My question, being a woman, is that we are already living in a society where women are being killed by passion crime, you know, because of either unyegelile, so our killer, or riajola, our killer. Are we not perpetuating a situation where we'll have more of that kind of crime simply because men don't want to share? They want to be shared, but they don't want to share. So I'm just wondering, are we not opening a door for more crime of, you know, more women being killed? Because I can tell you definitely, as much as what we want men to understand that this is what it is, but truth of the matter is that men won't tolerate this. Any sense of a third person will create uncomfortable feelings that might result in abuse.
Do you know what I'm uncomfortable with, Anonymous? I think for me, I'm uncomfortable with the standards that we hold men and women to. And I think too often women are put in situations where we have to make ourselves smaller or you have to do something in order to make the man comfortable. It's the same way when somebody is in a situation where they are raped, they are violated, and all sorts of terrible things happen to them. And the question that will be asked is, what were you wearing? As if you are now, where you are now responsible, you know, for the actions of the other people. And whereas I understand where you're coming from, but I think we need to move, society needs to move in a direction where responsible for the actions of men. And I think that the quicker we get ourselves in that direction, the quicker we can, I'm not saying we can fix it. I'm not saying that, you know, in 20 years time, these sort of crimes would not happen. That's not what I'm saying. But I do think that we need to get to a point where we are not now held responsible for what another person decides to do. Do you know what I mean? Because these things, whether or not they happen with one, when there's, you know, monogamous relationships or what, you know, at the end of the day, we are all adults and we now have choices and we have decisions to be made, right? And now held responsible for the decision that's made by somebody else. That's the way I see it. I think that if there's people who enjoy that sort of lifestyle, who want to live that sort of lifestyle, you know, live and let be. I'm a monogamous kind of person. You know, I'm a one person kind of person. But if there's people out there who enjoy that sort of free love, you know, who are they hurting?
I understand you fully, but for me, I think it would start whereby that women are being workshopped in one way or another. I don't think women are fully equipped to understand what this is, and I don't think they have the knowledge as to how they would have to run something like this. This is a role that has been played by men for so many years. I don't think women are fully equipped, hence we've got so many women that are brokenhearted due to some of the effects that comes from having been in a relationship. So all I'm just saying is that, you know, information without, if you make rules without giving people information in order enough for them to be in a position to take an informed choice and fully understand what they will be doing. I think most of the people will just be doing it simply because it might be a law that has passed you know, or something that is being. I think we need to look at it broadly because we need to be careful. Most of the people end up in trouble simply because they've done things where they have no understanding of it.
That's my take on it. Thank you so much. I hear you. Thank you so much, Anonymous.
Thanks.
And thank you for your views as well, because we are different people and we've got different views as well. But we are taking your calls. We're going to continue taking your calls on 086-000-0959. We've got another Tabo giving us a call. Tabo, good evening and thank you for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you. And you?
I'm all right. Sorry, man, I'm driving now. I'm sure there's a bit of an echo there.
It's not that bad, yeah.
Yeah, man. I just want to confirm something because I heard the previous caller, Tabo, did mention something. I'm not sure if you guys covered clearly that part when he was saying, if, let's say for an example, I'm the one in that relationship. And
yeah.
I don't want the child and the other guy wants the child.
Yeah.
And then how is that going to be handled?
I don't see where the problem is. I'm going to have a baby with the other partner. And the other partner is not the father. Or are you saying in terms of the pregnancy, because the other person doesn't want to see pregnancy? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think, you know, when you are in these sort of relationships, just like polygamy, you find way. I don't think those relationships work the same way. And this is just my personal opinion from looking from the outside.
I don't think they
function the same way as a monogamous relationship. Do you understand? Because people might ask, like, my question about polygamy would be, how do we see this person? But the people in that relationship, they know how it works. They know what the roster is. Do you know what I mean? So I think once you are in that sort of commitment, you would know how you work these things. Let's say, Balona, you know what your agreement is. This one, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this one, Thursday, Friday. Therefore, if we are going to have a baby, then we understand. Do you know what I mean? I think in that relationship, you would understand how these things work. My opinion.
Yeah.
That's just not.
But hey, I think this one is a very difficult one for guys, right?
It's not difficult if you've got an open mind. You love a woman, you say you love her, she loves another set of guys, or
could even be another lady.
Right there.
Like this previous caller mentioned that, you know, it's not that we are promoting this thing, that we are jealous, we don't want to share, but I think it's one thing that comes natural when it comes to men.
But who says women are not jealous? Who's to say that women are not jealous? Just because society has put women in a position where we have to accept things that we don't want to accept doesn't necessarily mean that we also don't have those issues. We don't have jealousy. You know, I think people in general, we are pretty much similar, if not the same. But now because we've placed all sorts of rules and societal pressures and all sorts of things that skew things in the one direction, but we are all the same, I think.
I hear you. Okay, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tabo. Still taking your calls on 086-000-0959. Tando giving us a call. Tando, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Hi. Yes, it's Tando. You're speaking to me.
Oh, hi. So, how are you? Yes.
I'm good, thanks. So I was calling in regards to the fact that, for example, I don't believe in monogamy.
Yeah.
You know, I was in a polyamorous relationship recently. And all I do even now is that I just make it clear to the person that I am incapable of having one sexual partner. So before you come into a relationship with me, this is what you can expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in regard to the marriage part, I'm atheist, so I don't believe in marriage. So that doesn't come to me. But for example, my family would force me to get married. So I can't really confirm in regard of that because they would understand me having more than one partner. But in general relationships, I literally make it clear to the person from the beginning that this is my expectation. This is the person that I am, and I'm not going to change. I'm happy with who I am. If you're not, then you leave me alone. It is that simple.
Can I ask you, what has been your experience with that? Have you met guys that are open to that and you've continued? Like, what has been your experience?
Most of the time I meet people whereas they married and they want me as a side chick. I'm used to that anyway. So I don't mind. So I haven't been able to have one, like someone that is committed to me, because what I want is someone that is serious in regards of me, but you can have other sexual partners. I will have other sexual partners. We'll just be honest about it. My boyfriend who lived just not so far away from here, we were together, a year and a half? But he was not having other sexual partners, but I was. And because I was honest with him, we lost it. The reason that we broke up is because I felt he wasn't intelligent enough. It was the jealousy problem. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, it's just not working out. Mm-hmm. But I feel being honest from the beginning works. The only problem is that it might be difficult to find someone who's willing to be committed to you.
Or someone's.
Yes. No, someone's. People that know that there's a side, those ones are fine. They normally understand.
Oh, I understand what you mean. The main guy
is the one that will have, that's the difficult one to find.
Yeah,
the main. Look, I lasted a year and a half with my ex, and it was a polyamorous situation.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for giving us a call and sharing your experience with us. And I think it's very interesting that you say that it's very difficult to find a guy that is willing to and understand that there are other offshoots on the side. Whereas, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of women who are in these sort of relationships where the guy has got a steady, but you know that you are the side and people are okay with, and they're okay with that. You know, but I understand what you're saying, but thank you so much for giving us a call.
All right. Thank you.
I'm still taking your calls on 086-000-959 and asking your position and what you think about being in a polyamorous relationship, about polyandry and women being able to have more than one partner, marry more than one partner. We've got Ken giving us a call. Ken, good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to... the comments that you just said now, that's what I wanted to emphasize on, that this is more open, I think this is more open to people who have that mindset. We can't, as people who are monogamous or people who are monogamous, say that being in a polyandry or a relationship, there will be violence related to that. I mean, it already exists in a situation where there's a guy who marries two wives, where there's jealousy and so forth, and emotional abuse that comes into play between the two women. So it will definitely be there with the guys, but I think the importance here is finding people who have this similar mindset. You cannot go to a guy who is monogamous in their mindset and ask him to be in a polyandry kind of a situation.
And similar to women, you won't go up to a woman who is not about polygamy and say...
Yeah. Exactly. So that's what I wanted to put in, because that a lot of comments were coming through as monogamous people that are going to be asked to be in this situation. It will never work in that way, because your mindset is not, you don't understand how this platform works, you don't understand how the relationship works, you don't understand how the emotional being of these people
exactly.
Like the like Tando, the way she expressed herself, you know, it's a different whole emotional being to a monogamous person. You know, so we need to put that in perspective when looking at this new bill that's coming through.
Yeah, you're making a lot of sense, Ken. We're looking at things through the monogamous eye, but we are not looking at monogamy. We're looking at something else.
Correct.
All right. But thank you. Thank you very much for your contribution, Ken. Let's take a short break now. I see all your calls, Daniel, Anonymous, and we're also going to go back to Caroline. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we continue with the conversation talking about polyandry.
Kaya Talk, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m.
It is 28 minutes after 7. You're listening to Kaya 959. We're going to be taking some... We're talking about polyandry, we're talking about polyamory, and that's basically what we're talking about this evening. And more importantly, we're talking about the new proposed, the proposal for the Marriage Act to have women allowed to marry more than one partner. Let's take some calls, taking more of your calls on 086-000-959. Let's go to Anonymous first. Anonymous, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, a couple of issues. For one, I am, what you would consider a return soldier.
What does that mean? You're divorced?
Well, I was engaged customarily.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out very well for me. And I now have a toddler that I walked out of the relationship with. My daughter was 6 months. So it took me quite a while to kind of find my feet in terms of who I want and what I wanted. And I found myself being a side chick. It was not something I thought I'd find myself in a situation. I wouldn't find myself in that situation. But it works for me right now in the sense that I'm able to take care of my toddler,
okay,
as well as push my career and do whatever I want to do without the pressure of having to have a full-time man in my life. But it's not that I do get lonely when he's not around, but he does everything that I need him to do. And I still consider myself single in the sense that I have free time, obviously, when he's not there or when, you know, I have free time on my hands and I don't have to be a single mother.
Can I ask you a question, Anonymous? What happens when you now want to be in a serious relationship? Are you saying that you are you a monogamous person? So you are saying that when you go into a next relationship, you would expect monogamy, or you'd expect the other person to be monogamous to you? Or when you go moving on to other relationships, you are now open to polyandrous relationships? Or
that's the thing, and that's why I called in, because the experience that I've had as a side chick, I've got to realize a different side of what we as what monogamous people consider as cheating, and what other people consider as what, you know, as an entry point into polygamy, is that it has very little to do with the partner, with the main partner.
Mm-hmm.
It has something to do with this person meeting somebody else whom is completely different, but there's a connection that they feel with them.
Okay.
And as a from, and that, and I'm saying this from the male perspective, but from the female perspective, as somebody who is single, is also a good partner, but doesn't have a partner. And you find a man who finds you appealing because you're a woman and you can do everything else that a woman can do. And he finds your company fascinating. And also, you don't pose the threat of an immediate threat to the current situation that he has, where you are at a point where now you can go in. You understand the agreement. You get to an agreement where you can agree that this is my situation. Are you okay with that?
Okay.
And you agree.
Okay.
And just to end that, even side chicks don't have, they can be, it doesn't have to be threatening, because I believe that a good side chick understands that your relationship is only as good as the one that he has in the main circumstance.
Yeah,
if there's an imbalance there, then
not Anonymous. I don't know. Can I put you back to our producer and maybe we can have this conversation next week and talk? Because I've never ever considered that there's a thing where people are side chicks and they're happy to be side chicks. I always thought that side chicks want to be the main. But thank you very much for sharing your story.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to another call here. We've got Daniel. Daniel, good evening. You are in a polyamorous... Danielle. Danielle, you are in a polyamorous relationship.
Yes, I am. How are you? I'm good. Yes, I am. That's good. I am in a polyamorous relationship. I'm part of a whole community of South Africans, actually, that have been practicing polyamory for years now.
Mm.
You know, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, you know, we support each other. It's called Polyamory SA. So if anybody wants to know more about polyamory, you can go there. It's a supportive community. So, yeah, I am a polyamorous woman. The thing, I think earlier someone said something about, you know, we have five partners, like I may have five partners and none of them know about each other. It's not polyamory. Polyamory is all about open and honest relating, building meaningful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people tend to think it's just about sex, and it's really not.
Mm.
There are polyamorous who identify as asexual, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they build the relationship based on other things.
And not, you know, the sexual part of the relationship.
And not the sexual part. The reason I mentioned that is because I was actually having a conversation with my mother. She's like, people are going to think you're just encouraging people to be promiscuous. And it's not about promiscuity. It's hardly even about sex.
Mm.
It depends from relationship to relationship.
Danielle, can I ask you, how many partners do you have at the moment?
I currently have two.
Mm-hmm. And they know about each other, of course.
And they know about each other, yes. My partner also has another partner. Both of them actually have other partners. Yes, and I know about them. And we communicate, we're openly honest. There's a lot of scheduling involved, as I'm sure you can imagine.
Yeah,
there's a lot of scheduling. You see, that's what people think it's about sex. It's not about sex, it's more about scheduling, time management.
Yeah. So you're working with like a schedule of like 6 people, which is just, sure.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's like, I want to see you on this day. Oh, no, but I've made a commitment here. Can you do it this day? It's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of like adult communication, you know? I need you for this.
Mm.
You know, well, I've made this commitment. We can't do that.
Would you consider marrying your partners and making it legal now and being in a marriage with your partners?
Yes, absolutely. I would. Now, because it's being discussed, up until this point, I've been fully opposed to marriage, mm-hmm. the way it stands. Where the woman is treated as property, and she sort of, her status is sort of elevated once she's a married woman, right?
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, it doesn't affect the man's status. So up until this point, I've been quite opposed to marriage, but now, if I can build an army of husbands, I'm going to do it.
Okay, well, you know, you go out, you build your army, Danielle. Thank you so much for joining us.
I just wanted to, one of your callers earlier said something about the risk of violence towards
women. Yes. Yeah.
Like, that's something that I've been thinking a lot about, that, you know, secure men don't base their worth on being able to control a woman's body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So, and like your last very insightful caller said about, nobody's forcing you, nobody wants people to be, you know, to enter into little marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to be monogamous, you're going to have one spouse, that's absolutely fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for those of us in the polyamorous community who have been looking forward to something like this, there is a need for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
thank you. Thank you very much, Danielle, for joining us.
Thank you.
Still taking your calls on 086-000-00959 and talking about polyandry and also talking about, you know, polyamorous relationships, I suppose, which sort of ties in with that. Let's take Sandile. Yeah. Sandile, good evening and thank you for joining us.
Hi, ma'am.
Hey, good, thank you. Please turn off the radio, Sandile.
Yeah, please hold on.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm.
Angazi ukuthi this proposal evelayo mayelana nabomama abathatha abanye bobaba yinto e-right na, or I'm not sure it is a competition ngoba bobaba nabo banabo 2 nakhe abantu abalihlekisana nabo.
Yeah.
But I don't think ukuthi abomama it will be appropriate enough ukuthi babe na 2. Ngimamela uThabo ekuseni earlier on megafonela athi abo mama bana ma responsibility samaningi asithi ke umama nangu pregnant.
Okay.
Ne? Njoba so pregnant umntwana mncane nabo ma few days.
Yeah.
And Mr. X ngale uyakufuna, uyenza kanjani?
How about
mama nalo umntwana lo?
Mara batsandile, what if you are in a polygamous relationship or marriage and ubaba is sick? I get the sick leave. You understand your person is sick.
No.
Sick leave.
No, I do understand. Now we're talking of Uti, Umama Nansaran Mtuan, right?
Yeah.
She has Uti, Mamela, she has two Mtuan, law, Mama Anayo, Waga Mr. Right, Waka, maybe by 2, Mr. X, no Mr. F, right? So now, if Umama Sakatul Mtuan, now Mtuan Amanj, Bantana Baza Mama, Mtuana Mama Nangula. And they feel Mr. S. Fila Guti, and I'm phone alo, Miss Sissy.
He must wait, she's on sick leave. Yeah, she's on sick leave. Now, if you are in a polygamous relationship and you are sick, and we understand we are sick, I mean, I don't understand. I just think that, you know, this is just communication, Sandile. It's adults,
no.
And you have an agreement, and you communicate, and you understand this is the position that we are in now. I just think that these things work. I think the same way that polygamy works, because people have agreed on something. And I think if you are people and you agree, then you can make it work.
I know, but on my side. Simple.
It's not going to work.
Truly speaking, it's not going to work because of you know, this thing of sharing. Now we end up in having too much diseases because of.
But it's the same with polygamy, Sanjeev. If you're saying that you don't believe in polygamy as well, then I understand what you're saying, because it's the same with polygamy. You've got too many partners.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe for those people who, are in that situation, yes, maybe they can agree in that fact. If Minamo Sandile, I'm having one partner, and then my partner now will say, I need another partner. Because of now, I'm taking on the previous caller when he says she's in this situation about other partners.
Yeah.
They've got
other partners.
Also, my partner. Yes. And then that partner also got another partner. You see now how we get these STDs things. They end up being innocent people, a person getting affected by some diseases because of now it is like it's a chain thing.
I'm
in love with you, and now that person also got two partner. That person also got two partner or more. You see, but I won't allow that on my side.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much, Asandile. Let's take one more caller before we take a break, and then we'll come back with all the other callers. Xolani, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Good evening. Thank you for having me. As I'm listening to all perspectives, né? Daniel for the ladies, Sandile for Tina, the guys. But there's one truth here. Nina, let me speak for myself, né? And as the other guys.
Yeah.
But as a black man, middle age, I'm in my early 30s. I feel with this thing of sharing is a young people's game. If you're already in love with someone, imagine the number of years spent with them. And now she's telling you, Uti, she wants somebody in the picture. I will not accept that, Nina, for one. You can say I'm selfish. I'll say yebo, nyavuma. And also, the issue, the other guy's gun. Yeah? You consent, but the size matters. It's what she does, and I must be fine with that. I will consider leaving her for that. I won't give it up. And also, as guys, I don't think, as a man, emotional maturity to accept.
See, that's the problem. You see, Xolani, it's the emotional maturity. So now you're actually being truthful now. Now you're being truthful. It's the emotional.
Yeah, that's why I'm speaking for myself. Those are things that I would not even want.
Yeah.
And also, imagine a situation just to spite you, I would speak to the other guy and say, Yazin, let's pick in any day and just bring her home and clean it, and let's do the deed, all three of us.
What?
Yeah, Ivana, it's over a bit difficult and awkward.
Can I ask you one question, Xolani?
Yes.
Are you monogamous? So are you a one-man, one-woman kind of person?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. But I've been with my woman for a very long time.
Are you monogamous?
And I know what type of person she is.
No. I didn't ask about your woman. I asked about you. Are you a monogamous person?
I can say I'm open.
So you are open, but she can't be open. She must be closed.
She would not accept it.
Yeah, born patriarchy. But thank you, Xolani, for joining us.
All right, my pleasure. I still had other points as well to consider.
Okay.
I don't know if
quickly,
I should
touch them quickly, or... one quick point and then we move on.
Okay. Religiously, spiritually, the central connection won't be there anymore.
Because
I'm sure there's no connection, because I know it's not just me now. It's just not us. In the picture.
No, there's many connections.
There'll still be connections,
Women, but there'll just be many connections.
Women are stronger than men. That's just given. They can just keep everything in and just keep everything is fine, but not everything is okay.
All right.
I'll take my peace.
All right, Xolani. Thank you. Thank you very much for giving us a call. Let's take a short break, quick break, and we come back with all your calls.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It is 7:45. You're still listening to Kaya 959 and you're listening to Talk with myself, Sotumea. And of course, we're still talking about polyandry. And we're talking about the proposed law that will see women be able to marry more than one partner if they wish to do so. And of course, we've got Caroline Webb on the line. We're going to go back to her as well. I'm going to take a few calls and then we're going to go back to Caroline Webb. Still taking your opinions on 086-000-959. We've got an anonymous caller. Good evening and thank you for joining us.
Good evening, sister.
Hi.
I'm a very sensible person. Something needs to make sense for me before I can actually fully understand it. I'm asking myself with this new bill, if it happens to pass, what is the desired outcome that this bill seeks to achieve? Because now I'm looking at it long term. I'm looking at the next generations to come. You know, is this going to become, is the desired outcome for this to become the norm? And if that is it, my question is, when people are already struggling to have a genuine connection between two people and have good communication between two people, how are they going to achieve that when the pool is bigger? You know, so I'm just wondering, you know, I just keep wondering about this. It just doesn't seem to make sense to me, but I know your response would be, look, that's for you, but for other people it might work. But I think there's so much spade work that needs to be done before people can fully understand this and fully take an informed decision to decide do they want to be part of this.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much,
Thank
Anonymous.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm still taking more of your calls. Another anonymous caller. Good evening and thank you for joining us.
Hello. Evening. How are you?
Good and you?
Good, good. What the world are we living in? The previous caller just took my weight.
Okay, which
I'm just wondering, what are we really teaching the next generation? What's going to happen?
Can I ask you something, Anonymous? Are you then saying that even with polygamy, we should be? So, what are you saying? Are you saying that it's okay to have polygamy but not polyandry, or are you saying that both should be let go? Like, what are you saying?
What I can say, in polygamy, ma'am, we've been there. Our forefathers, our great fathers, they've been there. So I think our government or our leaders, they must stop copying other people's culture and try to implement it in Africa. It's not going to work in Africa.
But as well,
one of the callers mentioned, one of the callers mentioned that this will bring more women violence. Women will be killed. Trust me.
But, you know, Anonymous, I don't know. I do think that to a certain extent, you were saying that this is our culture. Our forefathers have been doing this. But in order for it to become our culture, it's because it's something that was started. At some point, there was a start where we say, okay, today we are starting and men can have more than one woman. And then years and generations later, it became part of our culture. So you were saying it's okay to start a culture that sees men be able to have more than one partner, but it's not okay to start a culture where women are able to have more than one partner. That's my understanding of what you're saying, is that it's okay if it was started to benefit men, it's not okay to start it in order to, because as well, you must also remember, just because the law exists doesn't necessarily mean that, hey, tens and thousands of women out there are going to be taking all their boyfriends to marry them. It doesn't necessarily mean that. It just means that should you want that, you have the option as a woman, especially because we are living in a society where we say we are equal. But you are saying that no, we should not be equal.
It's not about equality, but
as the
African man, our pride does not allow that.
But as an African woman,
I think the only men that will be in that polyandry, will be the men that is looking for any benefit in that relationship. I don't think any normal man or any normal African man can get into that kind of relationship.
Okay, I hear you, Anonymous. I don't agree, but I hear you. Thank you. Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's take another anonymous caller. Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Hello?
Hi, yes, Anonymous.
How are you, ma'am?
Good, and you?
Well, it's quite a complex thing. I would agree with my three previous caller, but it's very complex. My concern was more on the person who wanted to pass on the bill. Maybe we should ask him the question, would he feel comfortable to have his wife marry another wife, another man? Or would you, as a person, because I heard you asking the caller, the previous caller, if he's a one man, one woman, but I believe as far as I am concerned, I wouldn't go for that. It's a pride as a man, not to share. It's nature.
It's nature. Okay, so it's nature for men, but for women, it's not nature. We like to share.
Well, maybe we should turn around the same question and ask you, would you accept to do that?
Well, look, me personally, like I said, I'm a one man, one woman kind of person. I'm monogamous. That's who I am as a person. And I am in a relationship with somebody who is also monogamous. So I am about monogamy. But if I was not about monogamy, I would be open to it. The same way that any other man that's listening who is a monogamous man, this might not work for them because they are monogamous. They want to be in a relationship where it's one me and one you. But if you're the kind of man who's open to polygamy, you know, then these things should be easy for you, Moose. You're open to a field of people.
No, but I mean, look at it this way. I'm not a polygamist. I'm actually a monogamist, as you also mentioned. You're looking at it at the complexity of the bill, as it says, when you're giving a certain right to women to marry. It's not that all the women are going to go for it.
Mm.
It's definitely going to create a chaos. And we also understand that it's a matter of choices.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at the majority of the society, they're not going to understand it in the same way as you are putting it across.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you.
They will have to make a choice. And there comes as well the pathway education pops in, because from where we're sitting, what is it that we are giving to our own children so that at least they can also take to generation after generation?
We're giving them polygamy.
You get my point.
I understand.
Because when we've got our own children, and then we tell them, our children, they say, this is my father, this is my mother.
Mm.
The next thing, even when they go through polygamy, then you'll find out that there is a certain fracture in the relationship. But then the children that comes out of that,
mm-hmm.
they always carry a certain burden into their lives.
And that's true. Because even with polygamy, that what you're saying is true. But thank you. I agree with you 100%, Anonymous.
But then turn it around whereby if at the level of men that are polygamists, it already creates fractures. How about the generation of a family where you have a woman that has got more than two men, and what kind of a society are we going to live in?
I don't know, Anonymous, but sometimes, you know, you don't know these things until you are there, but I hear what you're saying. Sometimes the journey, we'll see in the front.
Point. This is why we're saying it's very complex, even though they had to pull it across, but I don't believe that at the level of men we will have to agree, because men, by nature, we already selfish. You know us as men. We're selfish. You can give me, and I know that I'm so possessive with my woman, and I cannot let my woman be shared with another one. This is at the level of a man. And even if I have to talk about myself, I wouldn't want to share with another one.
Okay.
But then if you have to bring in and then try to legalize it, there will be that option of legality whereby the woman is entitled also to, then I don't know what it's going to create in the future.
Okay. All right, Anonymous. Thank you. Thank you. I hear you, but thank you very much. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks very much. Let's take Bongani, and then we take another anonymous caller. Bongani, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening. How are you, ma'am?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, ma'am. I won't even waste your time. This thing to want to work, it's very complex.
Huh.
As a result, let me give you an example.
Mm.
According to we Africans, as black people, the woman, when a man is getting married to two women, what they do, they slaughter a goat for ibhayini. Lento siyibiza inyongo. Abafazi labo bathola inyongo yendoda yodwa. Now, what I need to know is, this woman, if he's marrying two guys, what is he going to do? He's going to slaughter a goat and give it to, or he's going to accept two inyongwezi, two buyers.
Yeah. Okay, but what happens? No, okay, can I ask Bongani, what happens in a polygamous relationship? Nyongo eo by if I just the one wife, or does everybody get a nyongo?
Abo mama bonke bathola inyongo. Now, the question is, in this now instance, it won't be a woman who's going to pay a lobola. So a woman, she can't buy imbuzi and then afaka amadoda inyongo. Now, my question is, this woman, is she going to be able to take in your, is he too, Zamatotai too, as for your
kind? Why not?
Wow, jeez, man. Sorry, my dear, I don't know. Okay, no, thank you.
We've never, you see, Bongani, the reason why it's so hard to even fathom and think about it is because it's never been done. What if it works? What if there's nothing wrong with having 10 nyongos? What if it works?
Wow. I don't know, man. Okay. No, probably maybe we need the experts to explain it to us.
I'm actually going to pull her in and then maybe she can, because I see there's lots of objections, huh? Lots of objections. But thank you, Bongani.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Sure. Caroline, all these objections coming from men is just, wow. I'm surprised.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I was laughing at quite a few of the guys, and not in a bad way, because we got them hot under the collar, because they were all for it, especially the guys that go back when they say it's ancestral and it's our culture, and I'm going, but hang on, it's okay for you to be stumping so many women and taking so many
wives.
And then they're talking about, which I do understand, what are we teaching our children? But maybe they should ask the question, what have we been teaching our children then? That it's okay to have more than one wife because that's the culture?
Mm-hmm.
Is that perhaps then we raise other questions. Is that perhaps why we cheat? Is that perhaps why we can't stay faithful? Because somehow in our culture, it's been taught that it's okay to have more than one person.
Exactly. And that's why it's so difficult for a lot of men to stay monogamous, because the socialization is that as a man, you should have more than one, or it's okay to have more than one.
Yeah. So I have a client that came to me for therapy, and he is open in terms of he's dating quite a few women at the same time.
Yeah.
They all know of each other. And he's not having sex with all of them. So he might be with you because you are of a certain intellectual level.
Yeah.
He might be with me because I cook well. I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
He might be with someone because she's fulfilling his kinks or his fetishes. Mm. Or maybe she just knows how to fish. I'm just being, you know,
fetishes.
But the point is that we're not always capable to get everything we want from one person, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, when you do find that great balance, and you know that you don't fall the other person 100%, I do believe that if we communicate on a proper level and you have enough emotional intelligence, you can still get everything you want from one person.
Mm-hmm.
But I say, anyone who wants to enter a polygamous relationship, those people that don't get it is because they are completely, let's say, they have to be monos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But people that are open to other people within relationships, so more than one partner, is that it's almost like they are designed and built like that, if it makes sense.
Yes.
You it's like a like for like. It's what you attract. And I think everything just comes, obviously some of your callers, I couldn't understand the language properly, but I know it boiled down to what happens if someone falls pregnant and how do you have sex.
That was a big deal.
Again, if we are in that type of a relationship, I'm pretty sure that we will work out the dynamics as we go.
Exactly.
And then your dynamic spoke about the fact that she's got two people, and one of, both of her partners, they each have another person. And then I heard, I think it was Sandine that spoke about the sexual diseases and things that's going around. You know, that's for that group of people and their dynamic to sort out amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course there's a risk. But guess what? There's also a risk in a monogamous relationship.
Exactly.
So the risk is everywhere. You can't just now look at, let's say, people that are in polygamous relationships and say it's because of them that the HIV rate or the STD rate is higher. No. I mean, I could be one person sleeping with, let's say, 10 different people, but I don't tell any of you this, and I'm having unprotected sex with
all 10, exactly.
Exactly. And here's me, one person causing all of this, you know, all of this damage to all of the other people. But I must say, I really enjoyed it to everyone tonight. Everybody got really worked up.
They were so worked up.
I think the one caller, Ken, he was very sort of, let's say, level-headed
when he
was talking. But I think unless someone gets to that situation, they won't know what it's like. And if you haven't been in it, it's not, don't judge it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Caroline.
It's in something that they enjoy.
Exactly, exactly. Caroline, thank you so much for staying with us and staying the hour with us. It was a very hot and heavy hour. The men were just, they were very worked up. But thank you very much for joining us, Caroline.
Okay, it was really good listening. It was really nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you so much for all your calls as well, even though you guys were just so completely bothered. But thank you. Thank you for your contribution. I'm just going to read out one tweet here as I sign out and say goodbye from Bopelo, who says, your male callers are expressing their biased insecurities, calling them African culture. And I couldn't agree more with that. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll be back on Monday, same time, same place, right here on Kaya 959. From Misa Tumea, it is good.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.